Hello?
Hi, Mr. Burson.
Well, Bill, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I thought you were great.
He was a little rough.
Oh, he's a nasty SOP.
Yeah.
But I thought you handled him well, and you looked completely composed and relaxed, and I thought that was a great asset. Even the nastiest question, you didn't rise to the bait at all. So that it came over very well. And I was just talking to Bob Holdeman about it. He said you'd ask him to call.
Oh, yes.
I would think that on an overall basis it was a plus. It must have been a little unpleasant because he asked.
Oh, well.
Dirty damn question.
I expected it to be dirty, but he really had it all prepared, didn't he?
He had little cards in his pocket he kept getting out.
Yeah.
I thought your answers were fine, and I would think that it's awful tough to judge, you know, when you're supposed to it as I am, but I would think that the average person would have thought you did a damn good job. Adele and I both watched
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought certainly on the foreign affairs thing, it was fine. On the domestic things, he didn't really ask any intelligent questions.
Oh, he didn't get into anything that really didn't get to the heart of the problem.
No.
You know that thing about, are Negroes different from whites, for Christ's sakes? Of course they're different. Wasn't that silly?
It really was a dumb question. I thought you handled that very well. Because that's the kind of question you can't possibly anticipate.
Oh, no.
I can't imagine anybody's going to ask what the difference between a white man and a black man.
Yeah.
But
they are different.
Well, of course, and I thought the way you explained it is exactly right. That is, his whole upbringing is different, and that's the reason he feels differently.
That's right.
About it, and in society, the reason he feels differently about it is because society felt different about him over the years.
That's right.
And naturally, he has all these problems that society has treated for him. And that's exactly what you had in mind, and that was the answer you gave. Well, I thought it was fine. I thought, as I say, I don't know how you could have done any better. I'm not sure that any president of the United States should ever have to go on with that kind of son of a bitch.
How can you choose? Well, we've done it now.
I know.
And of course, that's a good answer to the press. We've taken the guy that was the most antagonistic.
Yeah.
And let him answer, well, or ask anything he wanted. We just took him along. Well, anyway.
Well, he wouldn't dare ask those questions at a press conference.
Oh, no, no.
He'd be constrained by the rest of them.
But it was good that we let him do it.
Yeah. How was he afterwards?
I think he was a little, I think he was a little nonplussed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
didn't really make any points at all. I mean, you skunked him on the answers. And you gave very good, complete answers. So that I don't think he made any points. But it's tough for a president to have to face with a questioner like that. That's the worst part of it.
It's good to have done it, though. Then we don't have to do it again.
That's right.
That's right. Okay.
Well, fine, Mr. President.
See you tomorrow at 5:30. Wait. You're coming
Howard K. Smith didn't want to go to the West Coast to do this, so I thought I'd rather...
You're coming to the... tomorrow I was going to do the thing with Smith. I think you ought to be there when we talk to, Jerry Smith.
Oh, good. Yeah, what time is that?
Oh, well, I don't know, but...
I'll look it up.
We'll check it up in the morning.
I should.
And then the other thing is that there's a meeting with Peterson with regard to what the tactics should be.
Yeah.
And I want you to be there for that.
Yeah,
so.
I'm going to chair that meeting at 10 o'clock.
Well...
Are you going to be there, too?
Well, I'll be there, and
good.
And we'll probably sit in on the whole thing.
Well,
so.
That's good. That's fine.
The main thing on that, Bill, is to be damn sure that we do not get out, you know, leading the charge for all this sort of thing. I mean, let's do it, but not to get caught at it.
We can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree completely. Bye, Mr. President. Bye.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You very much. Bye.